Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And welcome to Toon Jam. I am Matt.
And I'm J-Man.
And today, we are taking a recommendation. Another recommendation. I should say, before we dig into... we're now in the run to 300.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy. You know, you've heard it all. You've been to the jammies again.
Yeah,
and now you're ready for 300.
What a time! We're in the second century of Toon Jam.
Yeah,
on the way to third.
This is crazy. So we're going to try and mix things up a little bit in the episodes to come. Don't expect it today. This is a classic.
don't get your hopes up.
Not get your hopes up just yet. But we are going to, so expect some new trial and error things. Let us know what you think. But yes, back to it. So another recommendation from at EpicTeacher66 over on Twitter, or Ovens, as his display name is. And that is for Moral Oral, or as the Americans would say, Moral Oral.
Moral Oral.
So, just to sort of cover that there. Let me tell you a bit about Moral Oral. It's an American adult stop-motion animated comedy drama television series, which is it's a lot of genres there.
Yeah.
To its name. it's a series which originally aired on Adult Swim from December 13th, 2005 to December 18th, 2008. The series has been described as Davy and Goliath meets South Park. However, Dino Stamatopoulos, I think that's how you pronounce it, it's the show's creator, is wary of the same comparison. Of the comparison with Davy and Goliath, telling the New York Times that Moral Oral grew out of a concept for a send-up of a Leave It to Beaver-style 1950s sitcom that would star Iggy Pop. Which is interesting.
Yeah.
It's the second time Iggy Pop's come up as well in the last...
Yeah. The century of Iggy Pop now. Every episode, he's popping in.
We mentioned him over on Patreon for those that are not on Patreon. He's coming up left, right, and centre. The series is a satire of the archetypes of middle American suburban life, modern day WASP culture, which means white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. Just a heads up for anyone that didn't know.
I didn't know what that meant until very recently.
I didn't either, and I've heard it so many times, and just, you know, I know what you mean. So I thought, there you go, that's my gift to you all today, to actually what that means. Alcoholism and religious fundamentalism. As the show progresses, it begins to emotionally unravel the duplicity of fundamentalism and the consequences that come with it. At the 2008 San Diego Comic-Con, Stamatopoulos, I'm just going to go with that, announced that the show would not be renewed for a fourth season. The final season was aired, interspersed with repeats from the first two seasons, as many of the episodes took place in a parallel with the events of past episodes. Oh. The event, which was called 44 Nights of Oro, was hosted by Stamatopoulos and others and started on October the 6th, 2008, running through December 18th, when the series finale premiered. A special entitled Before Oro later aired on November 19th, 2012. So this show is out in its entirety. There are three seasons, one special, 43 episodes, not including that special. So, yeah, it's not a super new one.
No.
But, you know, it's not necessarily a super old one.
Yeah.
This is late noughties.
Yeah.
This
is like kind of the prime Adult Swim space, wasn't it, really? They kind of started in the... Just at the turn of the millennium, really, and then this is when they started developing like different shows and stuff. And obviously, this is one that seems to have gone down pretty well as well. So
yeah, so I mean, we've covered quite a lot of Adult Swim. We did a sort of an Adult Swim series, didn't we?
Mm. A little run of the shows. Yeah. So
if you wanted to listen to our old Adult Swim episodes, you can find them over on our YouTube. Where you'll find us at Toon Jam Pod. But yeah, we did all sorts on there. So this would be interesting to go back to it. We haven't been back in a while, I don't think, have we?
No. I'm trying to think what the last show was. I had one.
Probably not that long ago, really. But
yeah.
I'm going to say a while for the fun of it. Have you watched this before?
No, I haven't actually. Like, never a full episode. Like, I've seen clips of it and stuff. And, like, I was always, like, browsing the Adult Swim site, like, back in the day. Wasn't really back in the day, but, you know, because they used to host a lot of their stuff, you could just watch them on their website. I think they still do that, to be honest. Like, so, which is quite good. And so, like, I'd always kind of bumped into it, but never actually sat down and watched it. And I know somebody who really likes it as well, but they... I've never witnessed it myself before, so this was it's good to finally get round to.
On the radar.
Yeah. What about you?
I've never seen it. I'd never heard of it, to be honest.
Oh really?
Not on the radar.
Oh.
but you know me. I tend to be out of it when it comes to adult cartoons and stuff.
Mm.
Not my specialty, but you know, it's different from the usual spiel, and Adult Swim is usually a good place to go, even if it does have some of the it tends to be the archetypes, doesn't it? Like, you start on Adult Swim and then everyone else copies them. So can't blame them for that.
That's it.
What are people saying online? What's the consensus? So we've got an IMDb score, of course, and we haven't got a Rotten Tomatoes score for this. There are three critics ratings, which are all they're all fresh.
Right.
So I'm just going to count that as 100%.
Yeah, that sounds all right. I think that's how they do it anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it's done. I think if you get three that say fresh, then it just gets 100% anyway. So.
Yeah. So never mind that. So we've got an IMDb one. There's 5,900 ratings.
Oh, wow.
So it's a good amount.
Hmm.
So what's your guess?
I'm going to go 6.8 on this one.
6.8?
Hmm.
You are a bit further off this week.
Oh.
It's actually 7.
Huh?
0.9.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, so, that's a lot higher than I would have thought.
Yeah. Well, apparently, it's interesting. Apparently, the show, as it goes on throughout its series, becomes, it does progress quite a lot. And then apparently, like, they start having ongoing story arcs, and they change sort of the format almost from like individual episodes to, like, they have recurring themes and things like that. So I think it must get a bit more, it evolves.
Yeah.
So that could be sort of a point as to why it's so popular on IMDb.
Yeah, I thought it would have, like, you know, a fair amount of, like, review bombs from the other side. Do you know what I mean? Because it's kind of like, it's very, like, charged with religion, obviously. So, and, you know, those guys are pretty adamant about getting online and telling people, you know, this way or the other. So I thought there'd at least be a good 2-point knockdown of just being like, don't do this, I hate this show, you know, whatever. So fair play for it to be that high still.
Yeah
that's good going. Yeah
maybe it's due to it, like, when it was released.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, sort of before the review bomb era.
Yeah, before cancel culture.
Yeah, you know, all these sticky wickets now. You know, when you could just make something.
Yeah, and there were no consequences.
Yeah, no longer is that the case.
No, we're
but there you go.
Soon, we're at Toon Jam's cancelled.
Yeah, that's it. We're moments off. If we get to 300 without getting cancelled, and not even for doing anything, probably just for mentioning someone's tweet.
Yeah. Someone's going to dig up, like, episode 3, where we said something about, like, a DuckTales character that's, like, you know, don't know, something happened with them. And then, you know, now we're, you know, morally inept. And they'll just cancel the whole show. They'll pull us from YouTube. They'll pull us from all the streaming services. This might be the last show you ever hear, guys. So, hope it's a good one.
Well, if it is, look out for David the Gnome Jam coming soon.
The secret code. The Gnome Jam.
Okay. So let's, speaking of Twitter and cancel culture, the two go hand in hand, really. Tell us, what is Twitter saying about Moral?
Yeah, well, obviously it's a few years from when the show was on and stuff, but there's still seems to be a lot of fans about. Right on topic, actually, we've got Emmett is Fine, who says, I just watched the entire Moral Oral series and I am actually crying. How are you all doing?
So emotional.
Yeah, so it must take some turns as it progresses. So
yeah, I mean, you can't imagine that from episode one.
No, it's a very different tone, isn't it?
So it must go. Yeah, it must go to some interesting places.
Yeah. So that's caught me off guard, that one. I thought, oh, wow, something happens. Something really happens. We've got Dapper Blues, who says, Moral Oral's got to be one of my top favorite shows ever. And yeah, so that's quite a review. They also had a picture of somebody with prayer hands, and I don't know whether that was a reference to, you know, the church going side of Moral Oral, or the meme of the guy that has favorite genders. So I didn't know which one it was, maybe both. So we don't know.
Yeah, good review.
Yeah
I like that was a bit more general, like one of.
Yeah, I know. It's a good, like,
usually people go all in, don't they? They're like, this is the best thing ever on earth.
Yeah,
this is a bit more realistic. I like that.
Yeah, it's like, gotta be one of the best shows I watched this morning.
And that's the way to be, because you just don't know what's around the corner.
You really don't. No and you know, no one can fault you on it, really.
No,
like, look, this guy watched one show this morning. It's Moral Oral, so who can argue with that?
Fair play.
Yeah, well played. We've got Bad PV Tita. Bad PV Tita, who says, can we flood Adult Swim with Moral Oral content till they revive the show? I need more of this heart-wrecking story.
It must really take a turn.
What happened? I can't even imagine where it goes because it's so far away from that, from what we watched.
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from, but I like that method. Like, just can we just flood them?
Yeah, I love heart-wrecking as well. Not like heart, yeah. It just wrecks your heart.
Like their heart has been wrecked, so yeah. They want more.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, what a show. What a show that we don't know. We've got BLKN Loving It. I think that's Black and Loving It. Yeah, now I read it back to myself. For a second, I thought it was like Burger King something, but no, it's Black and Loving It. BK and Loving It also. Could be both. Could be both. Who says, the feminine urge to psychoanalyze and compare every aspect of BoJack Horseman to Moira Laurel. Which I thought, oh, that's very interesting. I don't know if there a reason to cross those two over. Like, is there a
maybe this is something later seen. I feel like we've watched a different show to a lot of these comments, so
it must
change quite a bit.
Mm. Is there people from the show on BoJack Horseman? Maybe, I don't know. Like, I mean, from what we watched, they easily could have been, like, the gags and stuff could easily follow, like, could be the same writers and stuff, like, yeah. But from what, you know, bad PVG watched, I don't know. Don't know what everybody else is watching.
It's like picking up clues, isn't it, to a mystery.
It is always intriguing when we get this, where it's like we watched the first one, but then there's all this. It's like a different show entirely later on. You're like, oh, I wonder how that actually occurs. Got us intrigued.
We just watched the first episode. Obviously, we don't have time to watch the entirety of every series we cover.
Imagine if we did. Fortunately, that'd be.
But you know, some of them are worth going back to.
And some of them we do go back to, obviously, as mentioned in the jammies before. Some of them we went back and we're like, I finished that off because I really enjoyed it. So
I wasn't all talk, I did it.
There you go. Lived up to the height. Finally, we've got Bev is Guilty, who says, if I had Elon money, I wouldn't buy Twitter. I would simply revive Moira Laurel for the first final two seasons.
I like that, you know, billions and billions of dollars and all you want is just two seasons.
Yeah, I know. It's not a big ask, I don't think.
No, yeah, good on you.
Mm. I think that'd objectively probably do us more good than just buying Twitter outright.
Yeah.
You know. That's a good shout. Good shout. Get Bev some cash so they can buy them some pieces.
Yeah, give them some Elon money. Yeah. Let's get this done. Sad. Yeah. What is that all of the
That's it from tweets? Twitter so far, yeah. But there is, as always, lots of fan art on there. So, you know, if you're a fan of the show and you want to see other people's renderings of the characters and stuff, then you know where to head.
There we go. Okay, well, let's dig in. So, like I said, we've never seen this before. I didn't really know what to expect when it began because this was one of them shows where, because I'd not heard of it, I like to just, I'm just going to watch it. I'm going to not look at anything beforehand, just watch it.
Right.
And then do the research afterwards, just to get a completely fresh take. So I didn't know it was Adult Swim or anything.
Right.
So I'd say for the first minute, around the first minute, basically until the first proper gag came into it, I wasn't sure if it was a serious, let's say, WASP program.
Right, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I was like, is it, have we been recommended just a pure Christian program here?
Yeah, it's like Veggie Tales, just.
Yeah, yeah, because there are. I mean, I know they sort of talked about what it was based on and stuff, but there's definitely loads of. I remember there being a nativity film as a kid,
right?
That looked loads like this.
Yeah.
Don't know if you ever saw that. I'm sure it came out at the cinema when we were young, and I think I went on a school trip to watch it. And I just remember being like, oh, yes, we get to go to the cinema. And I'm like, oh, it's the nativity.
The disappointment.
And you're just like, oh.
Good.
All the films we could have seen.
I know.
Yeah. Because it's not even like a story that, everyone has performed it in reception.
Yeah.
So you all know it through and through.
Yeah, we've all been in nativity,
We've all been a spaceman shepherd or whatever they have now.
Is that what they have?
They go out of their way, don't they, to make the nativity, like, crazy interesting.
Right.
And, I guess it's blasphemy, really.
Yeah, it is, really, yeah.
You
wouldn't see any of that in the wasp state,
No way.
Can't have Buzz Lightyear as a shepherd. That just doesn't.
No.
Doesn't
track. So I didn't know what to expect, and then the first gag sort of came in, and I was like, ah, right, that's a good job. They've done a good job of this straight away. Mm. I was like, they fooled me.
Yeah.
For the first minute or so, but I think what they did really well, and this is kind of the main take I got from it, was. That it is a send up of sort of the culture and not the religion.
Mm.
Like, there's nothing that really makes fun of Christianity.
Yeah.
As a religion or a belief, it just makes fun of, those extreme American Christians that you see sort of, especially as a couple of British guys, you see it on the TV and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this makes fun of it very well.
Yeah, I think it's smartly done, isn't it? Like the way that they really are in a way tackling it head on, but not actually sort of explicitly saying, it's the religion. It is just the way the people are, like the sort of the mindset of those people that take that in all the time, and the way that it sort of indoctrinates people and the messages that it's constantly like laying out as unclear as some of them may be. and therefore like how misinterpreted those things can get, which is essentially like what we see throughout this episode is that someone's trying to be a good Christian boy from what they've heard and just don't really understand exactly what that what the message was and what they were supposed to do with it. So
I suppose this is episode one, 10 minutes, and it does pose that question as well, like not necessarily pose a question, but pointing out some of the points that go against each other.
Yeah, the contradictions of it. Yeah.
Contradictions, thank you. Yeah, that is exactly what I was thinking. but like, yeah, it kind of, because the religions are, they're thousands of years old.
Mm.
So how could there not be? And they've been translated and translated and even, going to church and then you've got the vicar or reverend or whatever, giving their version of it as well. And it does kind of, it's going to cause contradictions, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So, as a young boy, he thinks he's doing the right thing. Mm. And it's that sureness that you know from that culture as well, don't you? Like,
yeah,
they've kind of half got a grasp on something, so they're going all in.
Yeah, yeah, that is... It's a very strange thing when you sort of actually see it like you know, we're getting it in a 10-minute episode, but like the fact that, you know, people are living their lives like that, and the fact that they kind of got this half message that this is probably about right, but then they just go like, yep, that's what I'm going to do now.
And this scenario is really, because it's like the whole, he's saying how it's a sin to be dead,
yeah.
Essentially, because you must, what was it, you need to love life or something.
Yeah, they didn't love life, so everyone in the group just who's dead is sinning.
They've given up on life and died, so all of the dead are sinners.
Yeah, they're all sinners. Like, sorry, your granddad's a sinner because he's in the grave. He didn't.
And then they do this whole thing, and like, that's hilarious. And then you've kind of got him, and then, I mean, all we really see this of his family is his dad, like, that's kind of fleshed out at all. And his dad's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
And essentially just tells him it's not a sin to be dead, but it basically is to be naked.
Yeah, that's the real issue with using the Necronomicon to bring back the dead. The thing that you did wrong was you took their clothes off.
And there's just a moment where he keeps taking their clothes off because they're dirty.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
And then, like, his dad finds him stripping a woman.
Yeah.
And he's just like, this is great, isn't it, Dad? And he's like, no, son. Yeah, it just... really well done for 10 minutes, like a 10-minute episode, and it held so much punch to it.
Oh yeah, and I love that as well, that the kids especially, they feel so innocent, like, even though they did probably like one of the worst things that you could ever do, like, they like that, there was innocence in that, like, you know, that's such a minor thing, like, oh, I don't want to get their clothes, oh, their clothes are dirty, so let's take them off for them. like they're doing them a favor, and it's like, oh no, that's you've lost the plot completely, but still just trying to be nice, like, it's
and
so
Oral as a character, you shouldn't like him,
yeah,
in a way, like, everything about him, if you saw that in, if he wasn't the main character, you'd be like, oh, I hate him.
Yeah.
He'd just be this annoying church boy that is just to weeb and, you know, like in like Ned Flanders' Kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Essentially. But because he's the main character, and obviously it's ludicrous humour, there is something about, because of his innocence, and even though his beliefs are so, he's so rigid in his Christianity, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
But you kind of what like the guy.
I know, yeah. He's got something about him. You're like, yeah, you know, like, he's doing his best, and he's trying to learn along the way. So I think it's like, yeah, okay, I get it now. And they just go,
yeah.
They end up just, you know, rectifying those small errors that they made.
And with his belief system, it's like this whole thing makes sense.
Yeah.
With what he's been told, it is a sin to be dead.
Yeah.
That's why the joke is so funny, I think.
It's hilarious, really, that's sort of how it works, is that, like, you assume you just go to enough sermons and stuff, and that you're just going to have all the knowledge and be like, I've got it now. Like, I've learned it more. I read the book back to front. I've got it now. That's it. I'm ready to go. Like, it's a three-stage process of just, like, how to live life eternal. So, yeah, I've sorted it. Cheers.
Yeah, so, I think what's so good is that most of what's good about it is kind of unsaid.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just have picked all this up. Because it is, how can a 10-minute episode hold all this? And I suppose maybe it's a certain amount of what you already understand of all that culture and situation, but it does, like, it sticks with you, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's really, like I said, it's smart writing, isn't it, really, to get you to put in all that extra content, really. And, I mean, I suppose part of it is because the subject matter is quite charged, and it's quite... broad in a way, because obviously, you know, that the Christian religion has traveled all across the world or whatever, and you know, it's very, especially in our country and it, you know, in the Western countries, it's everywhere, isn't it? Like, it's sort of like in,
yeah,
it's built into, you know, the laws and stuff like that to a degree. So it's kind of unavoidable. Everyone kind of has to deal with it in some way. So it's, I guess everyone's going to have an opinion of it to some degree, aren't they, sort of thing. And everyone's going to have their own perception. So it's cool to to have this really extremely weird version of it, where it's like you've got these people who are really pious and they're doing their thing, and then just seeing where that can horribly go wrong. But without actually saying, like, you know what, it's you guys. Like, they're not really pointing fingers, are they? It's like,
no,
these characters and stuff are doing what they're supposed to do, really, within the framework of what they've been told. And then it's like, oh no, actually, they've just got it all horribly wrong. And the, you know, the outcome is hilarious.
Yeah, because that's the thing. It does feel, at times you feel like whoever wrote this is really annoyed at this community.
Mm.
And then you kind of think, actually, but then there's not really anything. There isn't, like you say, there's no finger pointing. So
yeah,
it's a really clever way of doing it.
Yeah. I think the fact that I don't know how long this sort of format sort of continues or whatever, but so far, like, the fact that everything's a sin is kind of, you know, a great place to start with the show, isn't it, really? If like everything could go wrong potentially, because everything is wrong and good at the same time. So I could happily watch, you know, a few more of these where it's just like them completely getting a sermon wrong or a message and just seeing where that spirals into. Like, I think that alone is good, but the show looks,
you just
like,
kind of want to know, like, it, like, what do the other episodes touch on?
Yeah, as well.
Because this one, it's like, this is episode one and they're already onto a banger.
Yeah, definitely. So, I can't believe how much it got out of control just that first one. Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, we've talked about it, so let's move on to our final reviews.
Mr. Johnson, you, well, yes. the world is standing still. You are now officially the most rich human being that has ever existed. What, tell us, the world is waiting. Tell us, what will you do with your fortune?
Well, I'm not too sure at the moment. There's just so much money, billions and billions of dollars to change.
It's a life-changing amount of money. It's a life-changing amount of money.
Not just for me, but for the entire world. There's hungry people out there and illnesses.
Will you end world hunger? What about the water crisis? Tell us. What will you do?
All things that need to be addressed. All things that need to be addressed, my friends. It's so much to think about. I mean, I just think about the people lying in sick beds, the people without homes.
Mr. Johnson, what about the environmental crisis? What will you do about climate change?
Something needs to be done. I don't know where to spend my money, frankly, right now. There's just so much. I need to go home and think on this. I'm sorry, everyone. I need to go home.
Please, Mr. Johnson, what about the diseases? What about the rare cancer?
I intend to address them eventually. I'm going to go home, take a real long think on this, watch a few episodes of more. Wait.
Huh?
Everyone, I know how to change things.
He's decided. He's finally decided. Tell us, sir.
I know how to fix the world. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 more seasons of Moral Oral.
God bless you, sir. And God bless America. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
You're beautiful.
Ready? Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here at Toonjam, we have a three-point rating system that goes as follows. Thumbs up. Life. Live life.
You gotta love it.
Thumbs down. The sin that is dying. Less of that. And shaky middle. Nudity. And what that means is thumbs up good, thumbs down bad, shaky middle is exactly that. So, Moral Oral, episode one. Your thoughts?
Yeah. As I went in on this one, like you say, I think it's, you know, the look of it and the style, it's so very close to, like, you know, that the type of the source material, really, that I was like, oh, I don't know whether I'm going to get on with this. Like, I don't know how close to the, you know, the bone that they're playing it, sort of thing. Because, you know, it initially a lot of the characters come across as they're just almost too clean, aren't they? You know, it's very like, oh man, this could be, I was afraid it was going to be boring more than anything. But then it turns out it was the complete opposite. It was, it went into territory I definitely wasn't expecting within, you know, the small time frame. And I think most importantly, it's you know, the messages that it has, you know, the kind of the inward look at the people in these religions and stuff, as well as the message that everything is bad, you know, alongside the fact that, you know, life is good. It really is confusing. So how is any of us supposed to know how to navigate? And I think they delivered that in a really fun way. And yeah, I definitely do want to sit down and see what other horrible mishaps they get into from being completely innocent, really. It's got a real different kind of dynamic, and so I guess, you know, I do want to stick around and find out what happens next. And I definitely did think that from the start. So you know, I think they did a great job of, you know, mirroring that style. Possibly you could probably, you know, trick someone into watching this as a sort of VeggieTales type thing, and then it turns horribly sour towards the end. Yeah, it was funny. I laughed, you know, I laughed a lot, and I really liked what they did. So for me, it's going to have to be a very holy thumbs up from me. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing bad to say about this show. It's really such a clever plot, at least in the first episode. Amazingly packed into 10 minutes, which, you know, you don't often see so much in so little time, I think. But I think that's just because each little joke is satirical, I suppose, and then brings up, it's like every joke is a can of worms almost, isn't it, for your mind. But I think, you know, anyone that's like you, like, it wouldn't be offensive if you were religious. And I think that's what's so good about this show, like, because that's how it should be. It's not necessarily, you know, it's always people that are ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones that create these situations. They're the ones that act in that way. Like, it's so easy to blanket, you know, judge an entire community.
Mm.
Which I suppose is kind of an ironic thing to say, because it's making fun of a certain aspect of a community. But, you know, like, an entire following, an entire religion based on a smaller group of people within that religion, and their beliefs and things like that. So I think it's very clever in the way that it does that. And it could have easily been very offensive, and it absolutely shouldn't be offensive. I suppose if you were a wasp or something like that, that I suppose, and if you can see yourself in these characters, then you're going to be offended. but, you know, it's a kind of hold up in the mirror, I suppose, in that aspect. It doesn't make fun of anything that you don't think, that is a bit silly.
Mm.
And I think it's really good in that way. I just think it's funny as well. It's just hilarious.
Yeah.
And what a way to start, Toon Jam 300.
Look at this.
So, yeah, two thumbs fresh.
Look at that.
Wholly, wholly recommended.
Holy moly.
But there you go. Okay, so what a good start. So thank you for that one, that recommendation. If you've got any recommendations yourself, you think, oh, these guys might like this, or, oh, these guys will hate this, feel free to send it our way. And you can find us on the three sins of the internet, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Toon Jam Pod. Again, all our old stuff is over on YouTube, Toon Jam Pod. You'll find us there. And we also have a merchandise store where you can get some crazy, kooky Toon Jam themed t-shirts and the like. And that is bit.ly/ToonJamPod. We also have a Patreon page with bonus episodes where we mention things like Iggy Pop.
Yeah, that's true.
Amongst others. So check that out. It's just more bonus episodes. What more could you want? Mm. And it helps us keep rolling. So once again, to all our patrons, thank you so much for that. But otherwise, thanks for joining us again. The start of a new generation of Toon Jam.
Oh, yeah.
And until next time, you stay jammy.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening. If you want to help the show keep going, you can be extra jammy by heading over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/ToonJamPod. Here you can get a shout out on the show or unlock bonus episodes. Ratings and reviews anywhere you listen to the podcast also really help us out. So thank you and stay jammy.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.